This Musers podcast is brought to you by your Lexus dealer and the 2006 GS. Visit Lexus.com for more information.
Thanks for remembering the time you spent listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out Dunham & Miller live each morning from 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Right now, we have a phone number for Pac-Man Jones. We thought we'd give him a call, see how he's feeling just 12 or so hours after being released by the Cowboys. What's in the future for him now?
He's a little bitter, I would think.
Probably.
Pac-Man speaking.
Hey, Pac-Man, it's the Dunham & Miller Show on The Ticket.
What up?
Hey, how are you?
What up?
Hey. Hello, America.
Well, how are you doing after being released?
I don't care if the Cowboys release me. I'm going to play here anyway.
How's that?
Play
I
here.
Just wander out there on the field with my gun and shoot any receiver tries to run around on me.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to leave Dallas. Too many good clubs here.
I think that was the problem. Too many good clubs.
Man, this team don't respect a man's right to party. That is one messed up team, I tell you.
Yeah, the Cowboys are messed up.
They got a head coach who eats 20 cheeseburgers a day that wants us to run our asses off.
Yeah.
Did you know he made me feel 6 points at one time during training camp?
Yeah, we saw that on Hard Knocks.
I said, damn, Wade, this ain't going to happen in the game. He said it might, and then he took another bite of his double-decker burger.
He was not eating hamburgers during
practice. All the time, Jojo. All the time he ate the burgers. Then he got a quarterback who's more worried about getting a trophy wife than a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, that may be a problem.
Then Jessica Simpson should have named her recipe in that wives cookbook after her boyfriend. You know what that is?
What's that?
Mexican turnover. That's right. You heard me. That's right. That's his nickname.
That's the nickname in the locker room.
That's the nickname in the locker room. That's right.
Well, that is a dysfunctional team.
You know, T.O. was always wondering how to get more catches from Tony Romo.
Uh-huh.
My advice to him was to put on an opposing team's jersey. That's where you get a reception from Tony Romo. The pack is back. I'm going to turn into a full-time partier, too.
Are you?
I'm going to hook up with my security detail and destroy many hotel bathrooms. I'm going to go crazy up in this bitch.
Oh, jeez.
You don't sound concerned about being released.
Hey, ask me a question. I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
Any question?
Any question. I'll tell you the truth right now. I'm trustworthy.
All right.
Okay. Did you order a hit in Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. Did you order a hit in Las Vegas?
Yes. See how truthful I am?
Well, you did tell
the truth. You can have me on your club.
Oh, this is very confusing. you're truthful, though, about criminal activity.
You betcha. Hey, hold on a second. I'm right outside Valley Ranch, and I got to send a message over the wall here to Jerry Jones.
All right. Oh my gosh, Pac-Man.
All right.
Oh, that didn't match up.
Boy, what a message.
All right, that's allegedly Pac-Man Jones. We're not sure about that.